Welcome to the May 3rd, 2011 MSF Frontline Reports podcast. Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization. I'm Melissa Pratt. This week, women in northeastern Uganda pay the price for years of neglect. In the Kabong district of Uganda's Karamoja region, surviving to old age is an achievement. Set in an inhospitable and parched landscape in the northeastern corner of the country, much of the population suffer from chronic violence and neglect. 70% of people cannot access health care, and the health indicators are among the worst in the country, for men and women alike. But women are particularly affected. Maternal mortality rates in the area are nearly 75% higher than the national average. Infant mortality is about 25% higher in Karamoja. These are according to 2008 UN statistics. No official figures exist on the numbers of survivors of sexual violence, but to MSF staff working in the area, it's clear that these victims have few opportunities for treatment. MSF's goal in Kabong is to help strengthen government health services. Teams are supporting 5 Ministry of Health centers and the District Referral Hospital. They also run mobile clinics to isolated areas, offering medical services to the many people who can't reach health facilities on their own. MSF's Maimuna Jallo brings us this story from Kabong District.
Several pregnant women sit patiently in a maternity waiting house. Due to give birth in a matter of days or weeks, they meander about the room quietly and take frequent rests as they wait for the day when they'll go across the street and deliver their babies in Kabong Hospital. Here they receive antenatal care by MSF staff, who check them in the morning and in the evening, and are on hand in case of any medical complaints. Community health worker Gemma Namahat introduced me to some patients.
She's called Okne Christine. She came on Wednesday last week. She doesn't know even the time she's expecting. The baby is not lying well in the stomach. That's why she was brought in. She's from Lokolea and she's called Napeyo. It is already 2 weeks here.
And when is she hoping to deliver this baby?
She has not yet have that feeling.
And why did she come?
That she had a pain from the lower part here and the west.
Have you already decided your baby's name?
She has not yet known. It is according how the child is delivered, whether a boy or a baby girl.
Good luck. Kabong Hospital is the only referral hospital in the district, serving a population of over 360,000. A local NGO called AWARE, which is run by nurse Grace Luwumo, with the help of MSF, opened the maternity waiting house in early March. Within 3 weeks of its opening, 7 women came to wait for the arrival of their children. 2 mothers have already safely delivered and gone back home. Here's Grace Luwumo.
This is where women at risk, women who have HIV/AIDS, who are pregnant, they wait here to go to deliver in the hospital. But for women who are in deep villages, they may not have access. So this initiative is to promote their maternal health. They are very comfortable, as you can see. They are on mattresses, their bed sheets, bed covers, where they are in the villages, they use skins.
Previously, says Luwumo, who's from Lira, a town some 260 kilometers from here, there was no place like this in the area, meaning women had to endure an often harsh environment on their own.
When I came here, I found the women were suffering a lot. There was a lot of domestic violence, harsh climate, child neglect, women beating. But here, at least they can relax and they are safe.
The maternal mortality rate in this part of Uganda is much higher than in the rest of the country. Insecurity, poverty, long distances from health facilities, lack of education and societal attitudes, amongst other things, mean that only 29% of women deliver in hospital. The women under Luwumo's care have a good chance of delivering safely. But convincing women to deliver in hospital is still an uphill battle, as midwife Nakole Lina Lois knows all too well.
If these mothers were coming early enough to the hospital and wait for the delivery, I think they would be delivering in a very normal way and would detect the complications early enough such that we call for the doctors to help. Mothers from here at times prefer delivering from the villages, like that mother there and that what she was brought after having pushed at home for a long time. And when we took her to theater, the uterus had already torn apart. After that, the mother started in labor pains at around 11 in the night. Then they reached here at around 6:30. Now imagine all that period of time, that baby would have not survived.
In addition to the high numbers of mothers who die in childbirth, the infant mortality rate is also one of the highest in the country. Chotire Meresie Shanga, MSF's maternity health supervisor, and her team of outreach nurses go out into the community to encourage pregnant women to come in.
Most of the babies really died because the traditional birth attendants could not really tell whether the baby is lying very well or the baby is having complications after delivery. The baby gets too cold, maybe sometimes the baby lacks oxygen, and at the end of the day, the baby dies.
A traditional birth attendant is usually a woman in the community who assists with home births and has no medical training. Meresi and her team tell women about the importance of going to the hospital for antenatal care and the benefits of institutional deliveries with a skilled attendant. However, they face resistance from traditional birth attendants who stand to lose their income if women no longer give birth at home. We're in what looks like the middle of nowhere in Kabon district. I'm surrounded by bare, dusty land and shrubs. A makeshift shelter of white cloth mounted on tree trunks is the only health facility for miles. This is a place where great distances separate villages, and the main mode of transport is by foot, even for the sick. Therefore, MSF teams work from the idea that if women won't go to the hospital, then healthcare has to come closer to them. Priska Obara, MSF's mobile clinic supervisor, is here with me.
Right now we are running 5 sites, mobile clinic, and these sites we go weekly. What we have in mobile clinic is we have where we are doing consultation, we are handling malnutrition, we are doing immunization, pharmacy, that's where our patients are getting treatment.
And why is there a need for mobile clinics in Kabong district?
The reason why we started mobile clinics is because of first insecurity. Most of the health centers don't have qualified personnel. And another issue is because of negligence, whereby these people, the distance is very far up to the health centers. These are the main reasons why we decided to start mobile clinics.
Can you explain a bit the kind of insecurity the patients face?
Here there's a raid because these are cattle keepers. The raiders, like when they come from one community to another, so they cross these villages, so people fear that they might kill them.
Cattle raiding is what it sounds like, stealing cattle often with the help of deadly weapons. Cattle are not usually eaten here, but they're person's wealth reserve. In an area where resources are extremely scarce, fighting for what little wealth there is can be brutal. It adds to the plethora of medical needs in the area, while at the same time keeps people afraid to travel to the nearest health facility. At the mobile clinic, a group had gathered around us, talking about what they call the enemy raids. Our translator explained what one older woman said.
She's called Nakien.
The
enemies are there. The hallways come daily. That whenever they go to the bush to look for firewood, they rape old women like these ones, even them. They remove clothes, the beads. They leave this one when they are naked. Sometimes they kill them and they are left there.
MSF provides survivors of sexual violence with prophylaxis for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases and treats any medical needs. They also give training to staff in health centers and have been lobbying the district administration and national government to implement a protocol on sexual and gender-based violence, which has been in the pipeline for years. For women and the rest of the population, neglect in this region is a chronic crisis. MSF recognizes that its work is not a long-term solution to the vast needs here. Decades of neglect mean substantial investments need to be made if the people of Kabong District and of Karamoja region will ever be able to stop living on the edge. The hospital needs more and better qualified staff and a functioning referral system. Running water needs to be re-established and sanitation conditions improved. Only 2% of the population in the region use pit latrines, and outbreaks of cholera and hepatitis E are common. Will Robertson is the country director of MSF in Uganda.
Karamoja in many ways has the highest and the worst indicators in the country for many areas, for infant mortality, for neonatal mortality and maternal mortality. We need to address these quite systematically. It needs a substantial investment by partners to develop a health system. But in the end, it's an area that has got substantial poverty and substantial levels of violence that impact the lives. So these should be addressed in a way that improves the lives of the community. We look toward a way that we can strengthen the government services here. There's only so much an NGO can do. So we are making a call that there should be a greater investment in health services in Gabon.
Until that investment is made, these children, like their mothers and fathers before them, will face a life constantly bordering on a humanitarian emergency.
For more information, visit msf.org to find the MSF website in your home country. If you have questions or comments, send an email to msfpodcast@msf.org. MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, is an independent medical humanitarian aid organization that delivers emergency assistance to people affected by wars, epidemics, and natural or man-made disasters in more than 60 countries around the world.